you with us on the Power Friday as we're enjoying some good music. This is the second group that we really, really got a kick out of, really enjoyed as we featured this week in song. Okay, I know you know who they are. The group is, there you go, the Beach Boys. Now, throughout the week, I gave you several, I gave you the name of one of them quite a bit. And it was kind of sort of in the, towards the end there, that I gave you some more names. Whether you have two or three names that you remember, maybe four, maybe five, or just one, give me at least one name of the people who made up the Beach Boys. Yeah, here we go now. Here we go. Let me give you some names. Mike Love, Dennis Wilson, Carl Wilson, Brian Wilson, Beach Boys. Yes, indeed. How about Al Jardine? That's a name I gave you. Bruce Johnston. David Marks is a name that I gave you. So here we go. Brian Wilson, Carl Wilson. Carl Wilson and Al Jardine were on guitars. David Marks was on guitar. Bruce Johnston is the name I gave you. He was on bass. Dennis Wilson, drum kits. Mike Love, saxophones. Brian Wilson on percussion. And Ricky Fitar, drum kits. The Beach Boys. And one of the things about this song that made it so special to me is, did you catch that? If we could be married. They wanted to be married to their special girl so that they wouldn't have to be separated from them anymore, especially at nighttime. They wanted to be able to just kiss goodnight, lie down and rest, and go to sleep. And wake up the next morning next to the one they love. Wouldn't it be nice? All right. Several of you got that name. I asked for any of the names you could give me from the Beach Boys. And a lot of you gave me Brian Wilson's name. All right, you're on point. You're on it. Let's stay with it now. All right. Keep those brains going. Keep that blood flowing. Because I got some more questions I'm going to be asking you now. All right. How about healthy personalities? How many of you would say you have a healthy personality? And of those of you who said, yeah, I have a healthy personality, what would you say makes your personality healthy? Well, if you were to stop and think about what features constitute a truly healthy person from a psychological perspective, would it be necessary to be happy to be healthy? Do you have to be able to roll with the punches that life throws your way? Do you need to be in a good relationship? Does your record of truth-telling have to be squeaky clean? Should you steer clear of arguments? Well, University of California, Davis psychologist Wiebke Bleedorn teamed up with a distinguished group of personality psychologists from around the U.S. and Germany to investigate exactly that question. What does it mean to have a healthy personality? And it would seem to take a massive effort to get even two people to agree on what constitutes health from a psychological perspective. After all, would the criteria that you listed to yourself agree with the ones you believe your own partner would generate? And making matters worse, there isn't even 100% consensus among psychologists about the qualities that make up personality. But if you're willing to take a leap of faith on that second question, perhaps the job isn't as impossible as it might seem at first. Assume for the moment that you can define personality. According to the five-factor model, the approach that has received the most rigorous empirical treatment, personality consists of a set of 30 facets that form five basic dimensions. And as defined in that way, your personality consists of relatively consistent ways of approaching the experiences that you encounter in your life. Additionally, the five-factor model proposes that your behaviors reflect your personality. And as a result, not only can you describe your own personality qualities if asked to do so on a questionnaire, but other people will be able to describe you with a fair degree of accuracy, again, by observing your consistent behaviors. Not those behaviors that are anomalies, that are not typical of you, but your typical behaviors. The people who know you the best in particular can rate you on qualities such as attention to detail, willingness to try new things, ability to handle adversity, and general niceness. The qualities that make up the five-factor model include characteristics like those. And here's the thing, this is pretty interesting. Traits may not tell the whole story because they don't apply to the deeper motivations that influence your behavior, nor do they specifically apply to emotions. But in terms of describing your basic personality, they can do a reasonably good job. Traits can do a reasonably good job. The authors believe that existing personality trait models are a viable avenue for describing the healthy personality. They capture both normative and extreme patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And multidimensional trait models seemingly capture most of the important variation in human personality. So, what do you think? Healthy personalities. How is yours? How is the personality of your loved one? All right, Brian Wilson, remember, there's a family connection, and as we get towards the end of our This Week in Feature Songs, we're going to be asking, that's going to happen pretty soon, too. We're going to be asking you some more questions where I'm going to ask you to make the connections for us. Yes, I'm going to ask you to connect the family dots. All right, so here we go. We're going to be talking some more about healthy personality, and have no fear. If we're not able to complete the discussion today, we will pick it up next Friday, because I definitely want us to be strong with this. Hey, here's our third song for This Weekend Song. All right, give it a name to the group. Okay. Now I'm going to have you think about this one for a while. I'm not going to just give this one to you. I'm going to approach it from a different way, a different angle. Until then, baby, are you going to let him hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things could change, things could go your way. If you hold on for one more day, can you hold on? All right, now the name of the song is Hold On. I want you to be thinking about the names Chyna Phillips, Kerry Wilson, and Wendy Wilson, and giving the name of the group. Chyna Phillips, K- Carrie Wilson and Wendy Wilson. They're the three ladies whose voices we're hearing that make up this group. What's the name of the group?